In January 1981, a new president leading a rejuvenated party was sworn into office. It felt, though, as if something more significant than an election had just taken place. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It is difficult to convey to anyone who wasn't alive and politically aware at the time what a dreary place America seemed in the late 1970s, how lacking in direction and confidence. All the slogans inherited from the New Deal and Great Society, all the old convictions, all the old approaches, bore a deathly pallor. They convinced and motivated no one. A new generation of well-educated conservative intellectuals had serious, fresh ideas about reforming, not abolishing, government that they really believed in, making them seem the brightest kids in the class. But it wasn't careful study of their arguments that convinced millions of Americans to vote for Ronald Reagan. It was the imaginative connection he made with the public that transformed those ideas into an epiphany, a vision of a new way of national life, masquerading as an old one. And this allowed him to cast himself as a homespun, aw shucks, John the Baptist. In the year before the election, 7 out of 8 Americans said they were dissatisfied with the way things were going in the country. By 1986, only a quarter felt that way. Hallelujah! Liberal Democrats scoffed. Their first mistake. They just couldn't wrap their minds around the fact that with Reagan, they were not up against retread versions of Cold War and Rotary Club pieties recited by a puppet of the pinstriped classes. They were up against a new political dispensation. A political dispensation is a difficult thing to define, and difficult even to perceive until it draws to an end and the gap between rhetoric and reality becomes suddenly apparent. A dispensation is not grounded in a set of principles or arguments. It is grounded in feelings and perceptions that give principles and arguments psychological force. When the Great Depression struck, sensible talk about fiscal responsibility and balanced budgets trailed off, and discussions about the fate of the forgotten man became more intense. The budget was still there, just as the forgotten man had been there throughout the Gilded Age. Yet, somehow everything looked and felt different. With the election of FDR, a switch was flipped, a tipping point reached, a gestalt shifted. Choose your metaphor. And once that happens, there is no going back. If you are unhappy with the terms of debate during one dispensation, you have no choice but to prepare a new one. Nostalgia is suicidal. So is the lazy thought that you just have to wait until people rise up against the usurpers. Republicans made that mistake with Roosevelt, and Democrats made it with Reagan. We must never forget that moving hearts and minds for more than one election cycle is not easy, and if an ideology endures, this means that it is capturing something important in social reality. Marx was right about this. Material conditions help to determine which political ideas resonate at any historical moment. There were concrete material reasons why the Roosevelt dispensation lasted for 4 decades, and new concrete material reasons why the Reagan dispensation lasted about as long. Which means that if liberals are serious about supplanting Reaganism in the public imagination, they must first understand why it arose and retained its power to convince for so long. What changes in American economic and social life made that ideology plausible in the first place? Answering this question is an important exercise. Whatever vision of America and its future liberals eventually offer, it must be based on a coldly realistic view of how we live now. We go into politics with the country we have, not the country we might wish for. Reaganism endured because it did not declare war on the way most Americans were living and thinking about themselves. It fitted right in. And it has lost force because the contradiction between the dogmas and social reality is becoming all too apparent. The same is true of identity liberalism. It gained force because it was in harmony with some of the deep social changes that Reaganism responded to as well. And now, given where the country is, we need something else. But first, we need to understand how we got here.